solar conductor Frank Zappa's Quadrophenia completes my tiny note chart. So just discovered this last few days, the documentary on Zappa and his serious music interests with in abstract European composers like Xenakis, Boulez, Stockhausen, and others, John Cage. So he talks differently than he usually does in the interview. It's a German documentary. So he came up with five parts of what he said, which you just heard when I played Zappa talking. He talks about, what'd you say?
I said, okay, because I was wondering who that was talking.
Yeah, that's Zappa. And he's filling in my tiny note chart. So for the LaRouche quadrant, or holeopathic radio/satellite, he says the whole melody is a complex waveform. LaRouche does a lot on waveforms. Then a little later he says, well, the entire composition is a big word. Well, McLuhan, he decided that all technologies were words. So that's the McLuhan quadrant, holeopathic television satellite. Then a little later he talks about this waveform, this big word could be seen as a harmonic climate if you turn the wave on its side. So that's more like William Irwin Thompson's cultural ecology, traditional Gaian ecology. That's holeopathic computer/satellite. And so that's the Thompson quadrant. So what would be in the Croker quadrant? What did he say that I could fit Croker quadrant being holeopathic satellite squared? Well, he talks about I'll just play the beginning. This is what he says at the very beginning.
I don't think the person should limit himself to writing for a synthesizer,
right,
or a sampler, or even a live musician. I think that the ideal would be a combination of all types of resources.
He's talking to this one.
Yeah, all kinds of resources. Now, that's what the Android Me does. The Croker quadrant absorbs all analog media and start to absorb the digital media. So the phrase for that part would be the ideal, says Frank, would be a combination of all types of resources. And that's what the Android meme plays back at you, making you think it's being uttered for your effect or for your benefit. So then the fifth quadrant, the Dobbs quadrant, the anthropomorphic physical, what statement did he make during those 3 minutes that I could adapt to the Dobbs quadrant? Well, he says, all those things, talking about the complex waveform or big word or harmonic climate, played through all kinds of different environments, types of resources, all those things affect people physiologically. So that gets into the Dobbs quadrant, the Connie Dobbs area of material effects on people, on their being, on their psychology, their autonomic systems, all those things that Zappa wrote about in Uncle Meat Man, the Uncle Meat album, 1969, how scientists can do things with sound. So that's what we do with ION. We change people physiologically. So the Dobbs quadrant has to have a bit of ION in it, and that's the line I got from Frank. All those things affect people physiologically. So that's the first five quadrants. That gets you up to the pentad. Now, the chart, the tiny note chart, contains all this. There's some of the quadrants being part of the tiny note chart. So what happens when you get beyond the chart? You get to the sixth quadrant, or the hexatic level, and that's Iandum's new song. So the whole chart, the Android meme, points to Iandum's new song. So what quote can you find from Frank that fits that? Well, a little later. You don't have it on the three-minute segment I just played. That further on in the documentary, at one point he says, he's talking about the stereo effect and then how he adds another depth to it. I forget how he called it, but he just says, there's the depth of the mix. You get to compose in a way that goes beyond the notes, goes beyond the overtone series, and goes beyond the other normal compositional things. You're building a world. Your composition can now be its own personalized musical universe. Now, that's what you're trying to do in your world, Jermaine. You're trying to go beyond the notes, beyond the overtone series, beyond the Denzel Washington fashion trends. You're building a world. Your composition can now be its own personalized musical universe. That's what Ion is advocating. That's Ion's new song. So it's incredible that I can take that Zappa statement from 1990, 91, a couple of years before he died, and adapt it to my chart and fill it all out. So
yeah,
that was pretty good.
That is good.
But
and then you just came up, figured it out this week?
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
Oh,
I saw the documentary a few years ago, but for some reason, nothing stood out. But then, I don't know if I was walking home from the beach, all of a sudden I got a flash of something. It might have been because I did the interview with Roxy, and a long interview, and she was talking about her experience in electronic music in Berlin and Stockhausen and all these guys. So I started probably thinking about the electronic field, and I said, somewhere in there, around that time, I see this. Oh, I remember there was a weird word. I said, what is that word? That was a strange documentary. I bet you Roxy has never seen that, a documentary on people she studied involving Zappa.
So this was Saturday on Coach Ho's doing the interview you're talking about?
Well, we did the interview on Saturday. Then Sunday or Monday, I'm walking to the beach,
right,
which is yesterday or the day before. And I said, oh, there's that documentary with all those electronic composers. I got to send that to Roxy, but she'll be blown away. So it's called Pfeifeyakto, Pfeifeyakto. I think it's a German word for Bigfoot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or then again, Frank says it means something else. But there's a little excerpt that the director of this documentary filters through the whole thing of talking to this eccentric old guy who hunts Bigfoot and has met him, fed him, all these things. And then I don't think that's what Pfeifeyakto means. But he says it near the end of the movie, what it means. So, but I wasn't sure what the word was. So I came home and started Googling, and I found it, and I started listening to it, and I said, wait a minute, this is interesting. So I listened to it before I would send it to Roxy, and that's when I heard all these points, complex waveform, big word, harmonic, holy shit. And I said, there it is, Zappa.
The culmination of 50 years of work.
The chart was done in 1995, 23 years ago. And Ian did say a couple years ago that I'll add more to the chart. But it's based on Zappa, because it's called the Tiny Note, which is based on his big note. And I have Bob Zanarkonis something as the title. And let me look at that. Here's the thing. You can see the chart. Yeah, Zanarkonis, Bob's Tiny Note. Zanarkony comes from Zappa, equals the Grand Wazoo's Decadence, or Decad Dance, the dance of each decade. So the Grand Wazoo was the name of his orchestra in 1972 and an album. So it's riddled. You're supposed to notice that the ground of the chart is Zappa. And but I didn't have stuff to supplement that until I saw this. And I could fit it into the different quadrants. It's amazing. And he starts off saying, I want to do all kinds of different ways of doing music. That's what I do. That's quadrophenia. You work with different bodies. So it was a perfect statement. And a perfect post, which Bill got ready for me today before I – not Bill, Ed got ready for me before the show so I could read it to somebody, a young musician wannabe like Jermaine, and blow her away with the awesome abstraction of my chart.
Do you think you'll always be adding to the chart? It's never going to be complete? Is it an ongoing
thing? Probably.
Yeah.
Remember I added the generations, later versions of LaRouche, McLuhan, Thompson, Croker, Dobbs. I did late Generation X or Generation X. Then I did the Millennials, ends with Minaj. Was that her name? Minaj in the Dobbs quadrant in the last generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have Kiki.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had Kiki for the LaRouche Quadrant. Yes, Carol. Carol's come over to say something.
She's like a waitress. Across, yeah.
She's like a waitress interrupting our meal here, Gervais.
You hate that.
I hate waiters.
You got a couple of millennials on the line.
Oh, is there some people here?
Well, one's on the phone and one's on chat.
Oh, okay. So, Wanda, I'm glad you were here to hear that, Jermaine. And I always encourage you to stay past the recorded hour because we get into a lot of stuff. You always mm-hmm. stay a little bit anyways. But it does go on for a couple hours and it gets pretty interesting. So let's see. We have here, this is Houston. Right, Houston?
Hey there, Bob. How are you?
Excellent. Would you like to, Houston. This is Jermaine. Jermaine Houston.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, good, and you?
Nice meeting you.
Likewise.
Yes.
I like your name, Houston. I thought at first I was saying he's calling from Houston, but that's a cool name.
No. Yeah. Now, Houston, did you want to, since you said you were coming on, did you want to talk about something immediately?
No, I didn't have anything specific to talk about. I just wanted to be able to join in on the conversation.
Well, did you hear me talking about the Zappa layout?
I did. The five, what are they?
Five quadrants?
Yeah, the five quadrants.
Now, you're supposed to notice that quadrants is one quarter. So how can you have five fourths?
Mm-hmm.
that's because I go beyond the overtone series. I go beyond the notes. I go beyond the normal compositional things. Because I'm building a world. It's going to be your world. And it's going to be your own personalized musical universe.
Wow, I think that's very interesting. It goes above and beyond the norm.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he was doing. He could do that with the synth clavier and the synthesizer and all the different technologies he used to make his music. He was always trying to make new unknowns just to see what they sound like. And that might be the metaphor of this smart German director who did this documentary where he's having a parallel operation of investigating Bigfoot. Sort of like what Frank was doing. He was investigating the mystery landscape. So he took advantage of all the technologies that could develop to go beyond jazz, rock, R&B, doo-wop, reggae, world music, techno-pop. He incorporated all them, absorbed them, but he kept moving beyond. That was why he became the greatest composer, because he used what was available beyond anybody's prejudices or bias or preferences. He pushed us and him all the way.
So do you think that will continue to happen with, like, the current age of music or the current state of music?
No, it looks like the millennials and younger don't even care about music. They're into tactile interplay with their tech.